Michael Hawkes is joining us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, Andrew, how are you?
Very well indeed. I guess we're all sort of counting down to this week and the following weekend as a part of the championships. A bit of discussion on the Doncaster at this stage, who's going to make this final field. Michael, are you looking at your entries of Ninth Legion and one or two others? Are you locked away at this stage?
Yeah, Ninth Legion, he'll head that way. Obviously, Ninth Legion, Labaz, heading that way. Obviously, they're down the list, but the way obviously the race has fallen away or the nominations have fallen away, you just don't really know. And anyway, they're two that we're heading towards that far.
Well, certainly off the order, Ninth Legion would make it. And then it's just a question of waiting on with Labaz and seeing whether you make it there. Are you happy with the way the pair are going?
Yeah, very happy. Ninth Legion, he's probably going the best he's ever gone this preparation. He's done everything right, albeit he just got beat a bob of the head last start. It was a great effort. And
yep.
Labaz, you know, he was first up in the 1300 and was probably a touch short for him. We knew that, the Canterbury Stakes, but his second up form is outstanding. He's had four starts, I think, for three wins. And look, it's not an overly strong race come Saturday. And to be fair, you've sort of really got to be winning this sort of race to be any chance yep. In a Doncaster. So, you know, he's well down on the list, but look, he's still headed that way.
With your other horses, your sprinters, I've just lost my sheet of notes here. If
that's not like
someone
you.
Can help. Yeah, no, well, I'm at Albury and it's just blown up and it's bitterly cold, Mike, so I'm going to walk away here and try and grab them while I'm talking to you. Your sprinters, Chautauqua, has it made its way to Sydney?
No, he hasn't yet. He's still in Melbourne. He'll probably head up the start of next week. He comes through his run really good, and we've just kept him there poking along. He's been to Sydney before. He knows what it's about. Everyone knows we travel up and down the highway like we do, so there's no real rush to get him here. Everything's good, and he'll head here at the start of the week.
And go into the TJ Smith. Deep field, where do you find him in this preparation, Mike?
Look, last start, obviously, with the blinkers on, he just went way too hard. And
yep.
He's just doing a few things, a bit upside down at the moment. But, you know, he pulled up okay. He just had a little bit of touch of mucus in his throat there on Monday. And we decided not to nom him for Friday at Moonee Valley. And, you know, he's still here in the stable ticking over. We're just going to take stock and just see how we go with him.
Okay. Our boy Malachi, is he going to have another trial? What's in your family's thoughts at this stage with him?
Yeah, after his three runs here last prep, we're always going to target sort of Brisbane with him. And I know a few people have tweeted and asked him where he's at, where he's headed. He's trialling on Monday. He'll probably be first up in the Hallmark, which is on the 18th. And then obviously that'll carry him on to maybe the BTC Cup. 10,000, Stradbroke, that sort of path. So,
yep.
So we'll see how Charles on Monday. He's come back in. He looks great, the horse. He's had a good spell and he's going really well. Very happy with him.
That's good. Can't wait to see him. He's an exciting, one of your exciting sprinters. Of the two-year-olds that ran in the slipper, how did they come through Lake Geneva and Headwater?
Yeah, Headwater pulled up all right. He actually pulled up a lot better than he did the start before. And he's obviously gone to the paddock. He went straight back to Vinery on Monday morning. Lake Geneva, she came through it really good. She's very tough, and we'll probably head towards the Percy Sykes with her, and obviously she's done a real good job. She only had three starts, and she's probably one of the best maidens in Australia at the moment. So just trying to get a win on the board with her, obviously for four more of the connections, and obviously Fastnet Rocks. She's pulled up really good, and she'll have one more run.
I guess, you know, these big races, to have only your second or third start and do what Lake Geneva did, there's so much for you to work with.
Oh, there is. Obviously, she didn't draw a barrier up here her first start. She nearly won. And she drew ordinary in the Blue Diamond and still ran third and drew a gun barrier five in the slipper. And if anyone watched the replay, you know, she just got held up at a crucial time in the straight. And look, she wouldn't have beat Vancouver, but she would have run him a good second, if not a long neck. So she would have been right there in the finish, and she was taking ground off them in the end. So she's a try. She's very tough. And to do what she's done in three runs is pretty amazing, really.
Yeah, no, it is. We can't wait to see her again. You've got two or three in on Saturday. Himalaya Dream probably takes it up again in that Neville Selwood from a nice draw.
We nominated him for the Albury Cup. We were sort of a bit undecided on whether we go Albury Cup or keep him here. It's probably a tougher race leaving him here in the Neville Selwood, but we thought he's worthy of a chance. He's already here in Sydney. Obviously, he'd have to travel down to Melbourne, then back up to Albury on race day, and just felt if he left here in the morning, it might just be a bit too much on race day. So we've left him here. We took the gamble. Look, he's in the bottom of the weight, but obviously it's a very, very competitive field, but you know, we weren't going to overly tax him this preparation anyway, but he's continued to please after his last win, and he's gone forward, and he's done everything right, and he's very well. So we're very happy with him, and going into the race, you know, very confident that he'll run a good race again.
And Mike, just finally, I'm going backwards here, but on the Doncaster, can we take Entirely Platinum? I missed it along the way. Can we take it out of the Doncaster?
Yeah, look, he's running Saturday morning in the 2400-metre race, yep. Andrew, so yep. I can't really see him backing up over a mile on Doncaster.
No, understand. No, I just wanted to check while I had you. Mate, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck over the next week or two. Hope they can run well. Can you win with Coffee Hit today at Hawkesbury?
Got two in the race, Coffee Hit and Nakatan. Obviously, 2,000 metres. Her run last start, Coffee Hit. She got back a bit. She's an on-speed runner. Probably go a little bit more forward today, and Nakatan's a lovely filly as well, but look, they'll both be competitive and they're both very good chances going into it.
Thanks, Mike. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate. I hope you get your papers.
Yeah, no, I found them. I found them a fair way from me, but at least